It was an all-day seminar for nonprofits, academics, city officials, and anyone focusing on how to find and use a wide range of public data correctly. Erica Dean came with some friends from work at the Department of Social Services.
Me personally, I work with public assistance a lot, so I would like to know like the demographics, just more community data, just demographics and things like that.
And she can get that demographic information. The Census Bureau's American Fact Finder and the city's Quality of Life Study each offer enough data to drown in. The Quality of Life Study is the city's prize achievement. It's an interactive dashboard of 464 micro-neighborhoods throughout Mecklenburg County, broken down by 82 different variables, from population to number of calls to animal control. People came from far and wide to marvel. John Killian works for the city of Durham.
We're working on a neighborhood indicators project, kind of like the quality of life dashboard that City of Charlotte has, and wanted to come out and see how the community engagement and the rollout of projects like that really works and how institutions use the project.
All kinds of ways. That's the answer. Speakers talked about how city officials use the quality of life study to make decisions about zoning and housing, and real estate companies use it in their marketing. In the afternoon, workshops taught how to access public data from four main databases, including the city and the Census Bureau. So let's add that all together. Over 100 people at the event, times four databases, times hundreds of thousands of individual pieces of data per database. By my calculation, that's a lot of statistics at a lot of fingertips. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.